Hello, my people, my clan, my tribe. This is the Enlightened Collective. And if you're listening to my voice right now, guess what? It means you're a part of it. Welcome to the revelation. Hey, I wanted to spread love and tell everybody about our sponsor for today's show. It is the Cam Bud Store. www.cam-budstore.com. And this is Autism Awareness Month, and they're doing massive work creating awareness on autism, how it affects our youth, and how it affects the families that raise those youth. So check them out. Show your support. Whew. Today's show. As I am cooking it up in my brain, I've done massive research and study about it. Like, this is what I want to say. And every time I try to plot it out, it shifts on me. It changes on me. And I wonder why. This show, it will be different. It is brand new for me. Normally when I get on here, I know where it's going. Maybe that's good. Because in life, one thing that we cannot account for is change. Everything is going to change. And what was before might not be that way ever again. So you can't kind of get used to it. You have to embrace the paradigm of change. Anyway, I wanted to let you guys know to stand your ground. When you make up your mind, you know, in Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill said that the most successful people, they make up their minds quickly and they change their minds, if they ever do it, very slowly. But the unsuccessful people, they make up their minds very slowly and they're constantly changing. Lack of decision, or what we call procrastination, is the enemy of success. Napoleon Hill wrote that. We are faced with a lot of different priorities, a lot of different programs, a lot of different things. You know, we have real life and reality. We need to take care of ourselves. As I want to say his name is Abraham Maslow put in his hierarchy of needs, is to make sure that we're fed, we're clothed, and we have shelter, the basis. And those things trigger of fighting us like none other. When we're out here dealing with other people, we kind of have to deal. You have to deal. You have to become a master of the art of the deal. Our jobs, our the places we go to do business with, it's like they have an upper hand on us. Like, we need what they got, and they know they can treat you any kind of way. And some people, they don't have what I like to call a standard of discipline. They go with the golden rule, not the one from the Bible. It's he who has the gold makes the rules. A lot of people want to believe that I'm going to treat you the way I want to be treated. And we operate in good faith most times that that is the way that the person that you're dealing with is going to act. They're going to treat you the way they want to be treated. And a lot of times that is not the case. Power does not relent or release power. It wants more power. And it wants you to know that the power is not yours. What you have to learn is you need to stand your ground. You were created. You were beautifully and wonderfully made. You can either overcome, run through, run around, or get under any challenge. You don't have to stand in agreement. You know, I caught this verse from Lauryn Hill in this song "Woman Cry" on the Heart of They Found Fall soundtrack. I fell for that CD. They got so many jewels of knowledge and wisdom in their lyrics. Sometimes we, you know, the Bible said, go to the ant, thou sluggard. You can learn from almost any situation if you're looking to learn. That's one of the things that the law of attraction
teaches and gives us hope that we can bring whatever we need when we have a definite purpose and the desire to make these things a reality. That right there is something that most people don't have. We just accept what's given and what comes, and that sucks. Sometimes life is not beautiful, is not fair. It seems that way. Those are the appearances. But the truth is that life is wonderful. We have to find ways to, if we can't wait for change to come, we have to find ways to make change happen. I know I just mentioned the verse from Lauryn Hill, and here it is. It is amazing that I found with this verse that it falls right in line when you run into certain situations and certain people that you must deal with. It's like, how do I stand my ground? You know what? I'm going to go through the verse and then I'm going to discuss it later. Or hopefully you can get the understanding and the revelation from it. But here it is. We are not in agreement. I won't lay down politely. I closed my mouth for years, and they still tried to fight me. I sat down on the sidelines, and they still tried to bite me. They buried my career and promoted my peers to spite me. They can't tell me nothing, Charlie. They don't underwrite me. I had a lot of money thrown at me. None of that stuff excites me. It's just another kind of cage to get up in my psyche, to try to use me as an instrument to further push their puppet show. But I'm not inexperienced, and this is not my first rodeo. I'm not so shallow. I call it too precisely, separating bone from marrow, so much so that they dislike me. I'm intuitive. Charlie, we be like fugitives until the universe responds to show them who the student is. That right there, sometimes we get caught in a conundrum with people that we can't break the bond from. We can't shake. We need them for one reason or another, whether it's the job, whether it's relationships or family. But you have to understand, you know, it's okay if we don't agree. I'm going to stand my ground. We have standards of discipline. We also have standards of moral conduct. Your standard of moral conduct allows you to know how you treat people. I've done a lot of study on the ego and the mind. It's a great podcast with Eckhart Tolle and Oprah Winfrey, and he speaks a lot about how the ego isn't you. It is programmed and ingrained, trained methods of thinking. And sometimes if you are not aware, you allow these methods of thinking to kind of, you know, I know the whole, the omen and, you know, demon angel thing, possessed is not a good thing. But sometimes you allow your thought patterns and your emotions to possess you, and it operates through you. When you get somewhere and you talk to somebody and you get angry, you, the you that is guiding everything, may not be in control of that situation. I snapped. I don't know why I did it. And later, when you calm down and you're able to operate in the present moment, that's when you realize maybe I shouldn't have done that, or maybe I shouldn't have said that. And that's when you start to calm down and come, you know, church folks call it your right mind. We have to learn to stay in the present moment and not click out and not allow your emotions to take over, or not allow prior paradigms and thought processes to take over. Those were created to protect you. If you were in a situation, if you went growing up, you know, a lot of stuff goes back to when we were little and our parents, and this is their first time being an adult. You know, we haven't done this before. It's not like a movie, or the movie Infinite, where in past lives we remember everything and we're able to build and grow on you get one shot. And sometimes that one shot, you, bottom line is, you are responsible for whatever you do in this meat suit. You are responsible when you click out and smack somebody. And the thing is, the whole thing about jail, like Eckhart Tolle totally did a really good job of explaining this in this last podcast. I'll give you the name of the podcast in a minute, but he did a great job of explaining, you know, like why people have to go to jail, because in that moment they might not have been in their right mind. They could plead insanity, but the thing of it is that if you can't control your, if you can't control your, he calls it unconsciousness, or your unskillful ability to control all the things that you are, then maybe you should be put away to protect other people. This is why we, this is why jail exists, to protect the rest of us, for the most part. And in order to avoid that, you have to be in complete control of your being. have to. We have to learn how that, how to use our thoughts, how to change our thoughts and emotions, how to be in the moment so that you have complete control of this system that we were placed in. Okay, the name of the name of the podcast is Eckhart Tolle Essential Teachings, and the name of the specific podcast that I'm referencing is Finding Death Before Death Finds You. It was released April 25th, if that helps. If you guys listen to podcasts, if you guys are on the path of revelation and trying to understand why things happen to you, how you can be in control, and how you can instigate change for your common good, then I would suggest listening to that. And the reason why I give the names of the books and the podcast, well, okay, in education they call it plagiarism. I don't want to just gang somebody's stuff like I came up with it, number one. Number two is I want you to go and research for yourself. Maybe you can dig deeper and have a greater imagination and a greater sense of clarity than I can attain to. Maybe not. But, okay, as they said in the movie The Matrix, I can only show you the door. You're the one that has to walk through it. We find all of these different universal laws and all of these different spiritual teachings and the Bible and all the preachers and all the ministers and all the holy people and the enlightened people in all the world. But, and this is a really big, humongous, twerking but, you have to live your life for you. You can't take what I say and try to apply it to you, because you have to learn how to get the understanding of whatever it is. So go on your own journey. Use these resources for yourself, because it's the discipline. I have created a habit of reading, studying, and seeking that has allowed the law of attraction to bring me into different modes of thought, bring me to different books, and then I have to actually take the time to read it. I have to actually take the time to listen to it on Audible. I have to sit there and think about it to understand how it coincides with my life and my being so that I can get to another level. And getting to another level is not, it should not be your only goal. Because, okay, I had a company, I had 10 trucks, and I had like 14 employees, like $1 million in gross. You know, there's a difference between gross and net. Don't let folks fool you. And don't let folks talk you down when you say, I made this, and they're like, is that net or gross? Like, you didn't do something, or you didn't achieve a goal that you set out to achieve. Don't let that happen. But I just want to let you know, if you are on the path of finance creation, there is a difference between gross and net. But look, man, I'm not indifferent to disrespect. You don't get to where I've gotten to without developing tough skin. But what I will lose sleep over, and I love my sleep, is when I can't achieve my goals, and I can't pay my bills, and the money isn't working well. So at that point, there must be a change, whether it's natural change or instigated change. The thing is, the point where existence begin is where mind meets matter. You should write that down. The point where existence begins when mind meets matter, when your ideas take shape and become in physical form. We would not have cars today if Ford wouldn't have had an idea, and that he wouldn't let go, and he kept going until he made his idea matter. Your ideas matter. That is a play on words. However, I want you to understand that the things that you think, the things that you believe, the things that you desire matters. And it will become matter. If you don't have a house you like, guess what? If you start thinking about it, you will find ways. Ways will come to you. That's what the law of attraction is about. That's what the Bible was talking about with the blessing. It all lines up. You have to learn to overcome mental laziness to get to where you want. And I'm not attacking anybody. I'm not trying to. It happens to us all. I would rather spend my off day watching the same movie on repeat and falling asleep instead of getting up. And this podcast should have been out a long time ago. This is an edit. I put it out and there was a mechanical difficulty, something I didn't check, and I had to delete it. So I have gone back to edit and recreate this. So the original date that it was put out was April 21st. I think I deleted it April 25th, and now it's back. It's back. Life is like a microwave was the title that I picked on April 21st, and this is why. I had a conversation with a partner of mine, and my food didn't get hot enough in the microwave. It didn't get hot enough. And that led to a understanding. Everything, God is in everything. Creation is in everything. The universe, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to call the I am of life, it's in everything. And when you start to follow that path, you start to see it in everything. I saw it in a microwave. Here's the revelation. I'll give you the bullet points. You find the food that is not the way you want it. Okay? You can consider that life if you want to. It's not the way you want it. But you have the raw materials. You got the chicken. You got the rice. You got the gravy. You got the string beans and the corn. You got all that, but it's cold. It's not right for you at that point. So what do? You take it out. You arrange it on your plate. And you put it in the microwave. Now, here's what happens. You set the time. In life, you set the time. It might not happen when you want it to happen, but if you keep going and keep pressing buttons, guess what? It will happen. If you don't have the job you want right now, that doesn't mean release the vision of the job. That means, in microwave terms, set another time. Take your food out. Move it around, and put it back in. Put some more time on there. Now, the options that you have, the options that you've chosen to lead you to this point can be changed. If your microwave doesn't get your food hot in a certain amount of time, then maybe you should buy another microwave. If your microwave doesn't get your stuff the way you want it, then maybe you should cook it on the stove. But cooking it on the stove will actually change the taste properties in the food that you're cooking. You might have to add butter. You might have to add oil. But in putting it in the microwave, it's quick. It's easy. You just set the time. Life is like that. You find the materials for the things that you want. You arrange it in such a way. And in Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill classifies those two modes of thought as synthetic imagination, where we take the things that have already been created, like my food's in the microwave, my food's in the refrigerator, I pull it out, I arrange it on the plate. We take the things that have already been created and we make a different arrangement. We use our imagination, we use our creativity to arrange things differently. That's why we've gone from the Model T, Ford, to, you know, Teslas. They have taken something that has already been created and looked at it and imagined it in a new way. What new way can you view life in the way that only you can do it to create something completely new or something better than what was? That was a pause for dramatic effect. Now, the other imagination is creative imagination. This is when you create something that has never existed, like when Henry Ford created the Model T, or the car was invented, or when Edison did the light bulb, or whoever did the light bulb, forgive me on that one. You know, when you create something that has never existed, that's creative imagination. But even that took a lot of synthetic imagination to get to the point. Like, that doesn't work. That doesn't sustain. That, and you build on what was. You can do that in your life. You can do that in the lives of the people around you. We have to overcome mental laziness. We want to just be. And that right there is a key to using your imagination. If you're tired, if you're pushing, you might, okay, there's a term called brain lock. Your brain kind of locks up and you can't, you know, writers call it writer's block. There is a point where you hit a wall. And sometimes to get past that point, you need to take a break. You need to not think about it, because it is not your job to make it happen. It has been put into creation for it to already be yours. It's already existed. Your job is to know what you want. And God's job is to show you how to get it. You listen to your intuition. You listen for that unction and that spark, that revelation, that understanding, that creativity. You listen for it and then you act on it. Now, somewhere in between those points, a lot of people I love miss those points. They refuse to put the work in. They refuse to get the wisdom. They refuse to study and get the knowledge and understanding. They believe that it's just supposed to be, you know, an angel knocking on your door and handing you a big bag of money. It's not how it works. You have to find the process. Wow, I've really talked a lot on this redone version of this. What's the name? I hope it was edifying for you mentally and in your journey. And I will see you again real soon. Thanks for CanBud for being our sponsor. And I want to thank you for listening. If you like the podcast, please share it. It's the only way it grows. And I just want to thank you. And I hope I gave you something to think about.